And from Texas now to Mississippi. In the westernmost part of the state, Hancock County got slammed by the leading edge of the hurricane. There were reports of a storm surge as high as 30 feet. Reporter Joe Nick Petoskey headed for that area shortly after the storm hit to report for People magazine. He was carrying a tape recorder and a camera as well. He heard a lot of tales there of amazing escapes and personal heroics, and he shares one of them with us today, this from the Hancock County town of Waveland, Mississippi.
I got the call on Wednesday afternoon from the bureau chief at People. They needed reporters on the ground covering the hurricane. I said I'd go, but with the stipulation I went to Mississippi, because on Tuesday I was listening to Talk of the Nation, and a very distraught caller kind of berated Neal Conan for not covering or talking about Mississippi. She said, y'all have covered Louisiana and New Orleans. What's going on in Mississippi? I wanted to know, too, so I headed down there.
About 7:30 Monday morning, we get about 2 inches of water. Half hour later, we standing in 3 foot of water. And it was rushing like the Colorado River rapids. I mean, the current was unbelievable.
Mike Claudel was holed up in the laundromat behind a roadhouse on Highway 90 called the Log Cabin. I stopped at the Log Cabin between Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, and the Louisiana line looking for a guy that had saved 30 people in a dramatic rescue and had gone on to tap his own water well to provide running water to folks free of charge. But it didn't take long at the Log Cabin to learn that the folks there had their own story to tell. Mike Claudel had started riding out the storm in the laundromat around the corner from the bar. But when Claudel saw 9 others leave the liquor store along with 6 chihuahuas and 2 birds, he and the 2 other people in the laundromat didn't wait for the water to rise any higher. They hooked it and followed them into the bar, which was on higher ground.
Water's still coming up. Hour later, because this is higher. Man, it's up to our neck. We get on the pool table. We open up the attic, start putting everybody in the attic. It's coming up. It gets about an inch in the attic, so we didn't waste no time. We was like, now, in this attic right here, it was like, now we got to break it loose. And so we busted it loose.
How did you bust it loose?
I took this right here.
Claudel showed me the table leg that he used to help smash a hole in the roof so the group of 12 and their pets could escape the attic and the rising water in the attic. They climbed out of the roof, went over the top of the gable of the roof and down the other side and onto a gangplank he and 2 others had improvised.
Some of the roof came apart, and we grabbed 2 6x12s and laid them across here in the front. Walked across there, and you can see the last bridge we made going into that window. Bobby was taking them from there halfway here, and I was meeting them on the bridge, and I'd take them the rest of the way, pick them up, and put them through the window.
And
up there, we got maybe a foot of water, and that was it. So once we got up there, we were safe.
Michael Cuevas, the owner of the Log Cabin, says he owes his life to Mike Claudel.
I'm legally blind, and that man right there took me across that wide, probably.
And now, that's not even a foot.
No, it's not a foot. No, it's not a foot.
I'd say
8 inches, and I guess the wind was going a good 125, 150 miles an hour. And when you went across the roof, you're like this.
Yeah.
You're sliding,
brace
you know.
Yourself.
You slide.
I'm going over the roof with him like this.
Oh my.
Walking him at like, and going across them boards.
And it's a miracle. I think they had about 12 or 13 of us. And it's a miracle that everybody's alive. It's a miracle.
And we stuck together, me and him, and he listened to every word I said, and we got him in the window, and everybody was safe. Everybody's safe.
Safe, but not sure what to do next. No one was talking about leaving the area, much less the Log Cabin. But as Claudel made clear, he's not sure what he's going to do next.
I'm staying up here right now. I made that makeshift ladder. I'm staying up there. I lost my car. I live in Shoreline Park. My home is totaled. It's just a big mess.
But you're alive.
But we're alive. Thank God. Thank God.
In Waveland, Mississippi, Hurricane Katrina survivor Michael Claudel. And that report by Joe Nick Petoskey, you can see his photos from Waveland at our website, npr.org.